Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him, actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
Guys, you need show, you need amazing show, just call me. I'm stay here. I'm ready for everybody.
Are you really? Are you ready for everybody, or are those opponents being chosen selectively? Is money the motivating factor nowadays for Gennady Golovkin, or is it his old tagline of, I want to unify the division, give me my belt? Seems like the Terminator of the middleweight division is singing a different tune these days. Unifications with Billy Joe Saunders, who have already paid step-aside money to their mandatory, who have already come out verbally and accepted all terms and conditions, who have already said they would jump on a plane and go to the home of Gennady, Triple G Golovkin. It's looking like that's not going to be the fight that Golovkin's taking. No more unification? I repeat, no more unification? Did not he want to be great? Did he not want all the titles? Is Canelo all of a sudden the driver's side? Is he driving the wheel? Is Oscar De La Hoya in control? I remember headlines where Oscar said, if they take that Billy Joe fight, there is no fight versus Canelo Alvarez. If they take that fight with Billy Joe, there is no fight with Canelo in September. That is what Oscar De La Hoya said. He stood his ground. He made his terms. And now all of a sudden, there's a alleged injury. But those are the details. Quick synopsis. We'll bring on the panel to discuss this one with you guys as well, the listeners of this show. The number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time if you want to voice your opinion on this subject on the Voice of the People hotline. Often duplicated, poorly imitated. Let's get on out to the Golden State.
Dalla DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, in what knock out now. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipster's here for another midday show on TBV, and I called it. I said on the show we did, I believe the week after the Triple G-Jacobs fight when we were talking about what should Triple G do next. I said he should ignore Billy Joe Saunders and go after the big money fight, the bigger fight, the more tougher fight in Canelo Alvarez. And when Oscar laid out all the reasons why they were going to be difficult to negotiate with if he took that June fight with Billy Joe Saunders, it even showed more that that's what was going to happen. And now we have this alleged injury, which Frank Warren, the promoter of Billy Joe Saunders, is saying that there is an injury for Triple G. And then Abel Sanchez, Triple G's trainer, said that Triple G is sore, to use his words. So I think that what I said a month ago is now true today, that Triple G is going to bypass the lower fight of Billy Joe Saunders to go after the bigger fight.
Sounds like you're avoiding the question. When is ducking ducking?
I'll put it this way. It's very hard to say that somebody is ducking when they're going after the bigger and tougher fight.
Wait a minute. Didn't the man say he wanted to unify the division? But before you answer that, we got plenty of other hosts that we have to get to. So let's go on out to Corpus Christi, Texas, the home of...
It's me, Mario.
Well, ducking is ducking when a fighter who is less talented decides not to fight a fighter who is more talented or equally talented. Usually this comes about when protecting an undefeated record, when trying to hold on to a belt, the tactics like wanting to fight your mandatory are usually used, being a diva and out bidding yourself or driving up your price are tactics that are used. None of these are tactics that Canelo is using. Now, you might say that perhaps the tactic of faking an injury, but last I checked, Frank Warren is not Triple G's doctor. None of us are Triple G's doctors. Alleged injury. I don't understand what that means, because when we talk about Triple G, we talk about one of the most reputable fighters in the game today. This is a guy who would not back down from anyone. The term ducking comes from when you are scared to take a fight for whatever reason. This is not ducking. This is chasing the bigger, better opponent. This is having bigger fish to fry. And I'll ask the question to everyone else. Would you rather see, I'll end on this, would you rather see Triple G fight Billy Joe Saunders and then not get Canelo at the end of the year? Because I think I already know everybody's answer.
Sure, Mario. Go ahead and put that in the minds of people so that they can have to choose. But this man's career trajectory has been, I want to unify the division. But let me bring in our last panelist of the day. For everybody's entertainment pleasure, the amateur Alex Doomsday Lioness.
One thing would destroy me and you on the same night. I love that.
What's going on, TBV? So I really think that Golovkin's he was injured a lot. He was injured by Jacobs' punches a lot more than what he led on to believe. I mean, at the same time, you know, he wants the bigger money fight.
coins.
You know, and at the same time, he wants the bigger fight. And, you know, at the same time, Canelo's dangerous. I think he's more dangerous than Billy Saunders, so it's not like he's ducking a more dangerous opponent.
Yes, thank you.
You know, and,
I don't know. I mean, one might say, based off that Jacobs fight, that Billy Joe Saunders has a damn good shot at beating this fight with Gennady Golovkin.
Well, you know what? A lot of things, like it's just like Kelly, like when he fought Kell Brooks, Triple G, right? You know, they said that he was exposed. So there's always, you know, when somebody actually does well against them, they always say that he's exposed. So we know how exposed was he with Jacobs. I mean, like I said, I think he was hurt by Jacobs a lot more than he led on to believe. And you know, he's gonna get, and Golden Boys, you know, they supposedly weren't in favor of him taking the fight anyway. So, you know, he can use that as something like, okay, I don't wanna lose Canelo. I'm gonna get him while I can get him.
And that's fair. And that's very fair, because at the end of the day, he is a prize fighter and the ultimate prize is Canelo. And I will say to you, to Ness and all the others that say that the narrative was collecting belts, but before that, the narrative was getting the big fight. Does anybody remember that? Does everybody remember when Triple G was being iced out of the conversation and all he wanted was a big fight? He wanted the big fight. Well, guess what? He didn't need Cotto. He didn't need Canelo, and he became the big fight. And now, because he's the big fight, y'all want to try to pressure him into situations and fights that you want him to take for whatever reason. I can't even think of a reason that you would want this. You're trying to pressure him into these fights when, at the end of the day, this was the real reason that he wanted. This was the real goal, was to get the big fight. And that's what he wants, and that's what he's going to get.
I smell pussy. I don't know any guarantee.
Is that you, Canelo?
What's the guarantee, though? Keep it real. Like, all right, so Oscar said, yo, if they fight, they're not going to get this Canelo Alvarez fight because, look, Gennady could get hurt, this, that, and the third. I'm not going to invest money in a guy that possibly gets hurt, and now we have no promotion. But the same could be said about Canelo Alvarez. He's about to go into one of the toughest fights in his career. He's never fought someone that balloons as big as Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. He's never been in there with someone or knocked out someone that big. We don't know if his shots and his power is going to be the same at 165 come fight night. Who knows what they'll weigh? Who knows how much Alvarez could absorb and dish out? So we could say that Canelo will get a cut. He could get hit, hurt, and then Triple G gets nothing instead of going for what he's been saying he wanted. He said he wanted this WBO. He said, give me my belt. He said it's not about the guy, it's about the fucking titles. So go ahead and unify is all I'm saying. Won't you be honest? Be honest. It's the same thing over and over. We're looking for honesty like we're looking for thumbs up. If you're watching this now, later, future, present, past, it really doesn't matter. Visibility is what we're trying to grow, and your thumbs up help us do it.
And you could understand where Sanders is coming from. You know, they did agree to all the terms to fight. I think they even they made it in the interim titles, paid some step aside money, and you know, they really want the fight.
Well, yeah, they don't matter. Look, they're the C side. Think about it that way, like. Alvarez is the A side, Triple G is the B side, and then you have Billy Joe Saunders just there. Like, yeah, he has a belt, but that's the only thing that makes him special. If there's anyone else with that belt, then we'd be talking the same thing with that other person.
Let's be real.
Enigma in the division. No, we wouldn't be saying that shit. Come on.
Well, I don't care if I'm the bad guy. It's ducking, bro. Because let's be honest, outside of Daniel Jacobs now, and only because you've seen how well the fight is, because there's plenty of Triple G fans that argued Jacobs isn't or you know, wasn't the best the Triple G faced. But let's say based off the performance now, everyone is saying Jacobs is the best Triple G faced. Billy Joe Saunders has to be right up there as the best or one of the best to be on Gennady's resume. He hasn't lost. He beat Eubank. He beat Andy Lee. And he has a current title, not an interim fucking title like Daniel Jacobs did. And they put so much importance on that fight. Now you're going to tell me the real title, you don't want it anymore.
Wrong. No, look, you're completely misunderstanding the situation. I agree with you, Ness, and you bring up a valid point that Triple G, if his intentions is bypassing Saunders, which we don't know, it could be an injury. None of y'all know. And nobody can say that it's not an injury. But if it isn't and he's bypassing, then I think that what you have to look at is the idea of a fighter having his choice. So you want that Canelo fight, and you know you do. So what are we going to ask Triple G? To fight three fights against literally the three best opponents that the middleweight division had to offer at the time? Like, you saw Floyd Mayweather fight one time a year. Okay, you saw most of the best fighters in the world fight a maximum of two fights, and most of the time, one of those fights was a softer touch, a much softer touch. Okay, so don't sit here and then berate Triple G on one hand and try to keep him to his word about belts, which is his prerogative, and then on the other side, try to say that you don't understand why he would choose Canelo. So you wouldn't trade in your Toyota Camry for a Ferrari if you could. So if you were at the bar and you're talking to the 6, but then the 10 is winking at you, you're not going to ditch her and go for the 10? Like, come on. We all know what this is. It's money. You're right. Okay. So what, is your feelings hurt that Triple G isn't like the everyone else and money doesn't matter? Like, come on, bro. Like, you know what it is. You know what time it is.
Ignore the money, Mario. Canelo's a tougher fight.
It is. Like, yes. Oh, my God. Thank you, Matt. You're absolutely right.
You can ignore the entire money side of it and just say Canelo's a tougher fight. How can you duck someone when you're taking on a tougher fight?
When did Billy when did Billy Joe Saunders attain the WBO title? Or how long ago?
It was
2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
I actually have his boxer.
2013 when?
2015. It was December 2015 against Andy Lee.
I mean, I'm just saying that because was he calling out Triple G then?
No, he had a chance to sign the fight, actually. Nobody was calling out Triple G. And to be fair, Saunders was in the first negotiation with Triple G, and it was an alleged $4 million that he ducked. He still was getting, he agreed to more this time and agreed to go over to Kazakhstan. So it wouldn't matter when he got the belt. It wouldn't matter, was he calling out? They sent him a contract. He signed it. He paid his mandatory step-aside money. So I just don't want to see any Gennady Golovkin fans crying when Canelo does the same after he beats Chavez and decides to then go fight Billy Joe Saunders for the title.
Oh, my God. No.
Hold on. Triple G, even though he said, I want all the belts, was never really about that. He was about, I want the big fights. And when he was just coming up and he had 25-0 or whatever, who are the big fights? The champions. It's the Sergio Martinez of the time. Then it was Cotto. Then it was Canelo. So those were that was the reason why he wanted all the belts.
And if you want to talk about
the big fights, Billy Joe Saunders is not the big fight anymore. It's Canelo. He just doesn't have the belt anymore.
And if you want to go back and you want to like nitpick like where we are at this point in Triple G's career, then isn't the leniency of the title still belong to Canelo in retrospect? I mean, it is the tougher fight, and by no means can you call a duck the guy passing over the fight, the softer touch for the tougher fight. So if Ness agrees to, you know, finally step in the ring with me, which I know he never will, but if he did miraculously, then I said, no, Ness, I don't want to fight you anymore because I want to fight Anthony Joshua now. I'd be ducking Ness. Like, come on, get out of here. Bro.
How about I give you the same guarantee they're giving Gennady Golovkin, which is none. He doesn't even know, does he have a fight after fucking Canelo fights Chavez. You know it. I know it. Matt knows it. Everybody knows it.
Okay. And he's hurt. So.
Triple G has put the ball in Canelo and Oscar's court.
Exactly. In a major way.
Look, Oscar, you said if I took this fight, there's no way I could take the fight with Canelo next. Well, now I'm not taking this fight. So let's go, motherfucker. Let's see what you got. This is the last opportunity. Yes. If you duck me again, there's no way you can come back from that. Exactly. You already dropped the belt and ducked me. You can't duck me again after I go to your demands. Like, you have to think about it that way. Triple G has put all the pressure on Oscar and Canelo.
All of it. Yes. This is boxing politics at the end of the day is a chess game. It is very, very important what moves and what moves you don't make. And this right here, he is putting him in checkmate. And there is no other move. Can you imagine the backlash that Canelo would face if he were to not live up to this? Look, I love Canelo. I really do. I think he's a great fighter. I've been a fan of him for a long time. I've had the privilege of covering a couple of his fights. But I will tell you right now that there is no amount there is no limit to the shit I would talk about this man if he does not grant Triple G that fight. But at the end of the day, Ness, you are absolutely right. Putting all your eggs in a basket that have yet to pay off at this point is not a great move. But if everybody is worried about titles and they really want the fights, then there's really no reason why Billy Joe Saunders and Triple G couldn't fight in September anyway. And how great would it be if Triple G were to steal that Mexican date from Canelo while he's trying to fight, you know, Alfredo Angulo and, you know, make this a much better thing? Because for Triple G, he didn't need these guys and he became the A side. And that is why Billy Joe Saunders wants him at the end of the day.
Listen, man.
I mean, it's also if that deal comes through, right?
Exactly. Yo, listen, people give me shit, right? Because I bring up this name, but it's the words. So let's stick within the context. Danny Garcia, whenever he was approached about Manny or Floyd, would say, I'm making my own legacy. I'm not worried about fighting Floyd. I'm not worried about fighting Pacquiao. I'm making my own. Triple G should take a fucking page out of his book. Worry about his own legacy. Mario, you making this face for getting
the podcast? Oh, my God.
You making this face for getting the podcast? God. Let me explain something. Let me show you some history.
Wait. No. Beating Canelo does so much more for your legacy than Billy Joe Saunders. And
I can't believe you know it.
Check this out. Check this out. All right. Check this out. Want to call me a contrarian? Fine. How about some facts? Alex is the new one on the show. Not as knowledgeable as the rest in terms of the history, right? Yo, this guy, Triple G, did the same sing and dance with Sergio Martinez. Then when Sergio didn't give him the fight because he wasn't known enough and still very dangerous, he did the same sing and dance with Cotto. And Cotto didn't give him the fight because he was not popular enough and very dangerous. And Cotto fought Canelo. And now he's doing the same sing and dance with Canelo. And what if Canelo does what he already did, not give him the fight, to fight with the bigger fight in Chavez? So now, last little twist, right? You're Triple G. You're waiting on this possible fight. What if the fight is controversial? You don't think they're going to go with rematch with Chavez Canelo? Even if it's controversial. And then what the bigger what if Chavez wins? The rematch is there. Golovkin is left in the cold. I'm telling you now, as a fan of Golovkin, we need to rally together to get him to fucking take the cold out of his eye and realize that chasing these dreams will never come to fruition. You need to make your own legacy.
I can agree. How much further than June can that fight happen? I mean, how long does he need to recover, right? If I believe that, you know, he really got hurt more than he let on to believe in the Jacob fight, how much more longer would he want to recover so he could solidify this legacy of his, right? Because if he really wants to, you know, do it for the glory more than anything, you know, I guess I don't know if I was a fighter looking at those odds and all those what ifs, and I'm trying to solidify my legacy, and that's what I talk about all day, I would have took. I'd say take the Saunders fight then, right?
Look. Y'all are all missing the point. No. Y'all are all missing the point here. You're all missing the point except for Matt, because first of all, it's a very quick turnaround. You wouldn't demand this of any other megastar, and make no mistake, Golovkin is a megastar. But Ness, how dare you?
Mister, I fight four times a year?
How dare you?
Mister, I fight four times a year?
How dare you? How dare you say that Golovkin isn't creating his own legacy? The man has been iced out of every mega fight that has ever been on the table. He has been ducked. You're talking about, when's a duck a duck? Well, if you want to find out when a duck is a duck, then look at Golovkin's entire career, and look at Cotto, and look at Canelo, okay?
Martinez.
And Sergio Martinez, I don't really count it just because, you know, Golovkin was just coming up at the time. But yeah, that was a duck too. But how dare you? How dare you?
Cotto and Canelo had better resumes than Triple G.
This man fought Jacobs and became the A-side, a pay-per-view star, a mega star in our business. Okay, maybe he's not selling a million pay-per-views, but guess what? No one else is either.
150,000 pay-per-views. He's a mega star. He's a mega star.
Let's see how many other people could do that. Let's see how many other fighters could do that. So I will tell you that you seriously, I cannot believe the audacity of you to say that he is not creating his own legacy. He has been one of the few people in this business to not have to piggyback off of Oscar De La Hoya, to not have to piggyback off of Floyd Mayweather, to not have to piggyback off of Manny Pacquiao or Miguel Cotto or Juan Manuel Marquez. This man did it with Danny Jacobs, okay? Daniel Jacobs, that's who he did it with. He built his legacy off of being avoided, and he still came up on top.
I can't agree with that, Mario, because legacy defining fight is Canelo.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm not saying that it is set in stone, but where he is now is very impressive. He has room to grow.
Those are exact words you use. How could you say you're not saying that, but that's what you said? His legacy is carved out. He's done.
I didn't say he's done. He could get – obviously, he can grow much into a much bigger star, but he is a star, correct? Everybody says that.
The term you used.
Yeah, he's a megastar.
He nailed that pay-per-view.
Yeah, in boxing terms, he's a megastar.
Yeah, maybe not on the numbers. No, but
Wait a minute. What metric, Mario? What metric is
Jordan, Apple – okay, all these sponsors.
150,000 pay-per-view buys.
And you know what? Let's see what anyone else would do in this era, because the Floyd Mayweather era is gone.
A pay-per-view star I mean, excuse me, how are you a mega star? I mean, mega star was the word. Mega star.
In boxing, he is a mega star, yes.
Anthony All right. Joshua is.
Maybe if you said top star, it would have been
different. Listen to me. Anthony Joshua is a mega star. And I'm not even fucking lying.
No, Anthony is a mega star, man. He's big.
Canelo Alvarez? Alvarez? He's a superstar.
Yeah.
He's a bona fide superstar.
Floyd Mayweather? He's just a star?
Floyd Mayweather? He's fucking next level. Triple G is a star. Not discredit. He's a star, but megastar is a big pool. And by what metric? Again, because we as boxing fans equate our superstars by pay-per-view numbers.
That era's over, Ness. That era's over, and you need to live with that.
Only over for the people that can't sell. It's only over for the people that can't sell because Canelo Alvarez has a market. He has a market.
It's called
300,000 pay-per-views with Liam Smith.
It's called the Latin community, which drives the sport of boxing. Yo. Yes. You're talking about a guy who most people didn't even know what Kazakhstan was a country.
Hey, Alex, Canelo's at fault now for being Mexican. Why is that?
I didn't say he was at fault. I'm just saying that that is a positive thing in his side. It's a benefit that he benefits from, that Triple G does not benefit from. Okay? The most famous Kazakhstan star before Triple G was Bruno. Or not Bruno. Yeah,
he's not just getting Borat. Support from Kazakhstan. He's getting support from all this Eastern
Exactly.
Europe.
Exactly. He made himself a star. Okay, you don't want to say he's a megastar when he's one of the few fighters in the world that could sell on the East Coast, that could sell on the West Coast, and you better damn well believe it that if he came to Texas, his ass would sell out the Alamo Dome. All right, he is a star, a megastar, I promise you. Wait till he tests the waters and really gets it. I promise you. He's only got room to grow as well. So just like you would not dictate Floyd Mayweather's terms or Pacquiao's or Juan Mel- well, not Juan Mel- because or Miguel Cotto, you can no longer dictate Triple G's terms because he is the A side. And I understand what Matt said about him being the B side in the fight, obviously, but he is the not the B side, he's the A2 side, okay? He is the A side. He's a star now. He's a mega star, and people have to bow to his demands.
You're killing me with
that. Who is bowing to Triple G's demands other than the lapdog that is Billy Joe Saunders?
No, don't call him that. Don't call him that. He's a champion. He is a champion with a WBO title that is very, quote-unquote, important to Gennady Golovkin.
And who else would who other than Billy Joe Saunders like would be able to dictate terms? Like I mean,
Daniel Jacobs didn't bow down. He didn't take the 25%. He didn't take nothing. Actually, he got 1.75 while Gennady got 2.5. So I think that nobody is bowing down to his fake ass terms that you're sitting around here pushing. Call him a megastar with no metrics to prove, no pay-per-views to back it, not even in the negotiation table is he a bully, because I do remember Daniel Jacobs going to the WBA, getting denied, and still getting more than that 25%.
It's funny. It's funny that you say that. In one breath, you're asking him to be the fighter that we all wanted him to be, and that doesn't care about the money. But in the other sense, you're saying that because he didn't push around his weight, that he's not the megastar. No, he didn't dictate the terms because he just wanted the fight, because he wanted to beat the brakes off of Danny Jacobs. That's what he wanted, okay? And it was a close fight, and it was a great fight, and we proved that they were the number one and number two, just like I said they were, in the division. He wanted that fight. So he dropped the diva act that Cotto would have pulled, that Canelo would have pulled, that all these other guys would have pulled. So now you're discrediting his star status because he's, what, taking the fights? Exactly what you're accusing him of not doing now?
Oh, come on, man.
It sounds like you don't get it. It sounds like you don't understand your own argument.
Is he taking a fight? Let me show you a pattern. Let's go backwards. Jacobs, Matt, and I'd like my panel just one word answers to speed it up, and now it'll go back to you. Jacobs, Jacobs being compared to Billy Joe Saunders, who is more popular?
Daniel Jacobs.
Okay. Kell Brook, Kell Brook pre-Daniel Jacobs. Kell Brook pre-Daniel Jacobs Gennady Golovkin fight. Who was more popular, Kell Brook or Daniel Jacobs?
Kell Brook.
Okay. Who was before Kell Brook now? Because I'm just showing you a fucking pattern. It's not about the best. Because the best, Billy Joe, he's been out there in terms of title and in terms of resume. Okay? It's not about the best. It's what makes sense. It's always been what makes sense. I always try to talk about the business of boxing because it always exists. You want to shake your head no again on a podcast, but Mario, tell me that these are not business tactics when you're choosing the most popular name, the most viable, economical, whatever makes the most financial sense. You can't keep doing this and calling it something else. Oh
God, you are crazy. First of all, I shake my head because I don't want to interrupt you. I know you're not used to not being interrupted on the show by certain co-hosts, but I don't like to interrupt. Now, at the end of the day, what I need you to fully understand is what you just said. Play it backwards. You said what he could get, or what was the term that you just used?
The most popular.
Oh my God. So the most popular, it wasn't Canelo. He chose to fight someone else.
No.
It wasn't Cotto. Yes. He chose to fight someone else. No, yes, what he could get. Yes, that is what it was all about. But that's what he could get. That doesn't erase the fact that he didn't
go for the best possible opponent. He went for the best popular opponent he could get.
Oh my God. I can't even deal with you right now. Okay. I really can't deal with you right now. You're shitting me, right? You're shitting me. The best didn't want to get in the ring with him because he was the best.
No, Daniel Jacobs.
What about that $10 million or $15 million offer?
No, two offers, 10, then 15. But listen, Mario, what about the fact that Jacobs's was an interim title? Wasn't the bigger fight the Billy Joe Saunders, which was a unification? What are you talking about, B? And wouldn't the WBA give Gennady a pardon if he's unifying? That is part of the rules. So don't tell me that he's not going for the more popular fight. He took Jacobs instead of Billy Joe because Billy Joe isn't as popular as Jacobs.
You're making assumptions.
Story. Jacobs had the cancer. Come on. Jacobs was already
the tougher fight.
He was the tougher fight. Ness.
He is literally the ambassador of Brooklyn Barclays Center, and they wanted to do the fight in Madison Square. Stop acting like it wasn't a more marketable fight, man.
And a tougher fight.
Come on. It was the tougher fight at the end of the day is what it was. Fine. It was the more marketable fight. I grant you that. But there were more marketable fights out there that he could not get.
And for all the people saying mandatory, let's not forget when you unify, you can supersede the mandatory. Poor Billy Joe Saunders. Put the music on, Matt.
You're misleading people, Ness.
Side money thinking he was going to get a fight with Triple G. He ain't getting nothing now. Billy Joe is okay. Leave Billy Joe alone.
First of all, he
has a real belt.
It's not a guarantee that you get to forego mandatories for unifications. That doesn't work in every single sanctioning body the same way. In fact, some of them actually try to discourage it, whether they want to actively admit it or not. So, no, that's bullshit. What this boils down to, what you keep trying to say, is you're trying to make it seem like this is a duck because he wanted the titles from the beginning. But how can you duck the tougher fight, the better fight, the fight that everyone wants to see? If Triple G, and we know, were to ruin the Canelo fight by taking this lesser fight that he wins, and we all know he does, you wouldn't forgive him for that. And we'd have a different show of you talking shit about Triple G. So just don't go there. You've already said so many horrendous things I can't even keep track of anymore. Give him his due. Give him his due for becoming as popular as he's become. Megastar or star, whatever. But he's done it by his own. He's done it in his own way.
Yeah, waiting for Canelo. waiting for Canelo. He's done.
I think they might wait for this for the outcome of Canelo versus Chavez before they start going ahead with anything. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar De La Hoya says that he doesn't want Golovkin to take the fight in June, but how long can he wait? You know what I mean? If he wanted to fight him in September, how long could you wait before he decides to want to fight?
Well, he's got to wait for the end of the Canelo Chavez fight, see the decision or the outcome, and plus make sure no one's hurt. Then obviously they're all full steams ahead to the September matchup. But do we believe that? Do we believe that? Think about how many other possibilities are out there. Matt, what's your idea on all this?
I think that Triple G made the smart and the right move. You know, even though I tend to believe of myself as like a boxing purist in some form, like I tend to think of this as a sport. It isn't a sport in the same way that football or basketball or soccer are sports. You know, this is prize fighting. You know, that word has a lot of context and connotations with it. So I just believe that we're going to see stuff like this forever. We're always going to get fighters avoiding other fighters to get the bigger fight. And I don't think that's an issue, especially when we want Canelo Triple G. We were all so upset when Canelo dropped that belt and went back to 154. Every single one of us in the boxing world was upset. Even Canelo fans hated it. So now let's rectify it. Let's get this fight before it's too late. And it could already be too late. We could already get a diminished version of what we should have got a couple years ago.
Murked. Body bagged. Nestor's got body bagged.
I would like everyone listening, watching this on YouTube, present, future, past, hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. We're going to head on out to these callers. And I don't know. Get your takes. I want to know, what do you guys think about the whole situation? When is ducking? You know, Gennady Golovkin, is he avoiding Billy Joe Saunders for this Canelo fight? Is there a real injury? You tell us. What is your thoughts?
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going to the UK to talk to Blackface. What's going on, brother?
Yeah. Respect to everyone listening in the past, present, and future. Let me just say, I had something. I was checking my mail about a week ago, and I saw something that came from the States. I was like, what the fuck is this? You're sending me mail from the States and shit? I'm thinking maybe some leftover anthrax or something in the mail. And then I realized it was that TBV cup holder. It took me about 10 minutes to figure out how to use it. But yeah, respect for sending that through TBV. I've been using that for the every time I sip beverages and shit. You get me? So talk.
Yeah, I just realized what he's talking about. He said, I thought TBV sent me anthrax. You got your koozie or something? What'd you get? A shirt? What'd you get?
Nah, it was a cup holder.
Yeah, the koozie. It's a beer koozie. He said a cup holder.
that may not be a UK thing.
Yo, that shit cost me an arm and a leg to get to you, all right? I love you guys out there. It's a mission to send something internationally, let me tell you. I'm glad it got to you, though. I was worried.
Yeah, it got to me about a week ago.
Anthrax, that's perfect.
Well, yeah, let me get to my call. I'd just like to laugh at Gennady Golovkin for letting another promoter that's got nothing to do with him dictate his career. Oscar told him to sit down like a good little boy that he is and don't take the fight with silly Ho Saunders, and he did. Yeah, he hasn't got no definite fight with the Canelo down the line, because as you said, Canelo could get injured. Canelo could pull the same thing that Triple G's pulling. Oh, he's just had a tough fight with Chavez. Oh, he's a little bit sore. I'm not going to fight in September. He could do that if he wanted to, and I suspect that probably will now, because Golden Boy can be salty. I don't think Billy Joe is going to give him his fight in Kazakhstan, whether it's this time, whether it's in September or next year. Billy Joe being salty, he could just like, yeah, I'm not fighting him in Kazakhstan. He has to come over here to the UK. So I don't really understand what he's doing, to be honest with you. But GGG brought this on himself. He was negotiating a fight with Billy Joe Saunders before he's even dusted off the Daniel Jacobs problem. We didn't create this for GGG. He brought this on himself. No one told him to negotiate with other people while he's got another fight up and coming. I never seen Pacquiao doing anything like that. I never seen Mayweather doing like that, anything like that either. When you've got a fight coming up, you deal with that fight first, then worry about other fights down the line. Instead, he's negotiating with City with them, Billy Joe Saunders. Billy Joe Saunders is saying he might have to go to someone's home country for unification fights. This was way before the Daniel Jacobs fight was finished. But, you know, I don't feel that the Canelo and Gigi fight will happen in September now. I could see Canelo and his team pulling some bullshit about some injury or it's a tough fight. They're going to do a rematch, competitive, XYZ, XYZ. GGG's been bamboozled. He's been hoodwinked and he's been led astray. And in my opinion, GGG, as Mario was saying, he was a megastar. I don't think he's a megastar. He's more like a bronze star to me. It's not, you know, Joshua's a gold star. Pacquiao's a hyperstar. Mayweather's a platinum star. That's my call. If there's no commas in your bank, you need to switch the job.
Yo, you gotta do the outro again. You got caught up with the...
Yeah, I didn't hear that. Say it again.
If there's no commas in your bank, you need to switch your job.
Oh, commas. Well, damn.
Nice.
Yeah, we just shut down 50% of the audience. You know? Let's get on out to... We're going to stay in the UK. We're going to go to Idris. Talk to us. Back for a double dosage of TBV. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, man. It's been a good day, man. You guys have been giving us some good timing as well. It's like 8 p.m. over here. But I've got a little bit of a conspiracy theory about Billy Joe Saunders. Yeah? Firstly, he seems a little bit too desperate for this fight, which a lot of people think that he will lose. I've got my theory, which is I think he's struggling to make that weight, and he's trying to cash out in that division. Who else in the world talks about going to Kazakhstan? Like, who does that? He's talking about going to Kazakhstan. He's meeting all of these demands that Golovkin wants, yeah? And he's saying if Canelo doesn't take this fight, he's not doing it no more. I believe he's not going to take it if he takes the Canelo fight, number one, yeah? And that might be because he's moving up. He might be going to the 168 and that. So that's my little conspiracy theory about Saunders. But I still think he should take that Saunders fight because Canelo fight should still be there with him afterwards. Why shouldn't that fight be there? Who's really ducking if Canelo is making a demand about another fight? If he's telling him, you can't have one more fight before you fight me, otherwise it's off. That's a strange demand to make. He's telling him, if you fight somebody else, this fight is off. Like, Canelo's not acting like he's reaching the end of his career. And this is the fight he wants now.
Well, so you know what? Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. I think that people are just missing the point with that demand.
Well, go on then. Tell me what's the point with that demand?
They could be waiting for him to, maybe they could take advantage of how hurt Triple G is, and he wants that fight as soon as possible. Maybe they think that Triple G won't recover enough. I mean, it could be a couple of things, you know.
I don't think it has to do with Triple G being hurt. It's more about the promotion, guys. I mean, listen, you have to build up any big fight. You're talking 60, 90 days, right? What's the average on building a big fight like this, of this magnitude? You know, if it's really going to happen, you know, Triple G shows up to the fight. They put him in the ring. They announce it right then and there. We're talking June, right? It happened June what? June when? Actually, this is Cinco de Mayo, this fight. So we got June, July, August. September is what? September 5th is when this thing pops off, right? Labor Day or Cinco de Mayo?
It's like September 17th or 15th or something like that.
But we're talking about, look, we're talking about roughly 90 semi days only, bro. So Oscar, Golden Boy, and any real businessman, you heard me tell Robert, like, yo, I'm not canceling my card for a whim with you next month. You just don't do things. You got to give promotions time. And if you're really going to fight Triple G and Canelo, you need those 90 days, Mario, to do 10 city press tours. I mean, with Chavez, they did 4 or 3. With Floyd, they did 11 and ended up only doing 10. I mean, if they really want to get this thing off the floor and rolling, I mean, Golovkin, look, it's no knock on him. We're just being realistic. He only sold 150. Canelo's selling double that versus no one. No one. He's literally showing up to fight nobody, and we don't care. We're throwing money at him. So, you know.
Look, I'm going to tell you real quick. First of all, and this is regarding Blackface's comments, I honestly do wish that he would take the Saunders fight. However, I think that it's not the better move for Canelo. And so that's the thing. You can blame Triple G for bowing down, and that's fine. But the real perpetrator here is Oscar De La Hoya. He is the real menace in this entire situation. And he is, the asshole.
But why? Because he wants to make sure that he has a proper time to promote a huge – I mean, you called them a megastar. So if you got two megastars, legitimately you will need at least 90 days.
I don't think there would be any problem with the July and August buildup for the September fight. And let's be real. There's plenty of buildup already for this fight. There are casuals that have been begging for this for – a year and a half already. So there are two fights that people talk about when I'm at the gym or library, or I see people at the groceries and they come up to me and they say, "Hey man, you know, when's Mayweather McGregor? When's Canelo Triple G?" The two fights that, and so there's been plenty of buildup.
Well, all right. Let's see how much buildup. We're going back out to the callers. Listen, we're going to dial it down to 1 minute a caller. So everyone get your thoughts together. Make sure that you got all your thoughts together. Make sure that you know exactly what you want to say. We're going to stay in the UK. Wesley, you're up.
What's up, man? Okay, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother.
To Mario's point, Triple G is not a megastar. Let's be real. He's not a megastar. Canelo is a much bigger star than him. Canelo sold like 300,000 with Liam Smith. Come on. Liam Smith, and this is a guy who got beat by Liam Williams on Saturday, literally.
It's a fair point.
I mean, the reason why the fight between Canelo and Triple G is not happening, let's be honest, it is because of promotion, and Oscar De La Hoya doesn't want it to happen. Let's be real. He doesn't want it to happen because he knows that Canelo can legitimately lose because he's there waiting for Canelo. They're waiting for Triple G to get old and rust a bit. That's what they're waiting for. And then they're going to jump on him. And then when they beat him, that's when they're going to say, "Oh well, we beat the best middleweight in the world." But really and truly, Triple G, he got beat by Danny Jacobs. He's not a beast. He's human. He's a human being who is a great fighter.
Cut it. Gotta let you go. Well, Wesley.
We got a ringer.
Calls. What?
We got a ringer, by the way.
Who's up?
Stainless.
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, son, so I gotta repeat. Stainless from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Call me now.
Yo, TBV, what up?
What up?
What up?
I got the best signal. Man, I got that bad signal. Y'all fellas was doing one of them midday shows, so I thought I'd jump on the line. As far as this topic go, I don't know how true that is, because A-Triple's even waiting on this the summer expo that's been going in 2017 in Kazakhstan. They've been promoting that for 2-3 years, man. I don't see them giving up. I'm pretty sure he stands to gain a hefty purse from that, and I just don't see him giving up an opportunity to fight Canelo. I mean, what does that do for his legacy other than say he beat Canelo or Canelo ain't got no belt and the man's trying to be the monster of the middleweight division that he claims to be?
What does Oscar De La Hoya win do for his legacy?
I think the money would be great and he'd be chasing that fight, you know, for the money.
Quick, what belt did Oscar De La Hoya have when Floyd beat him?
Wasn't it a junior middleweight belt?
The junior middleweight belt.
What organization?
Sanctioning body.
I couldn't tell you right offhand.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's what Matt's point was that Canelo's victory for Triple G, a Canelo victory would do much more for his legacy. People will remember that win and they will credit him much more than any one of the belts that he won, with the exception of maybe Jacobs, because I think Jacobs will end up being something special.
I mean, that's a double-edged sword right there.
Well, let's give Stainless his outro, because you know he always does that great outro, great plugs for TBV.
Um,
He wasn't lying about that signal.
So please make sure that you like this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. I'm going to go ahead and get back to work. Keep listening, man. Hey, y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Peace.
Great call, Alex.
Stainless.
Stainless, my bad. Stainless, I'm sorry.
¿A quién le van? ¿A quién le van? Aquí está su gallo.
Blind man Brad, talk to us. Brad.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
On the right hand, down goes Kirkland. Step me up.
Who's next? I got milk, baby.
Yeah. Real quick, Triple G taking a fight with Canelo is not a duck. At some point in your fucking career, you look around and say, man, I got to get some fucking money. I need to fucking cash out because the road is winding down. And plus, how the hell is he ducking somebody who already said he would, Triple G would kick his ass and some other dude's ass in the same night. So Saunders is always going to be around, or that belt at least will be around. Canelo and Triple G need to make this money. And at some point, somebody has to take control of the situation. Oscar decided to do that by saying, look, this is the ultimatum. Don't fight. We can make the fight in September. So let's fucking roll with that. Let's get the fucking fight done. That's what people are going to remember. You know, hardcores are going to remember who the fucking undisputed champion was. But the average casual fan, they won't give two shits. They just want to see a good fucking fight. That's my call.
Great call, Milkman.
Very wisely spoken.
Brad, you there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I got into a fight with the finger pressing device on my phone here. You know, I can't see right. But anyway, I got this narrative to paint real quick. Okay, so we was talking about the pretty girl at the bar, and then you see the 10 and all that. But let's talk about this. There's a pretty girl. She'd never give you a chance. And unfortunately, in this case, it's Canelo, right? And then you're this dude that you finally get the chance, and she'll say, if you do this for me, then I'll get with you. Only if you do this for me, right?
Well, that's a great metaphor.
Now you do it, and then what happens? What usually happens with that pretty girl? Guys, you go ahead, take it from there. What happens?
She fucking goes with the college stud, the quarterback. She goes out with the quarterback and leaves you there like a Dumbo with your heart in your hand. That's why.
Or she asks for more.
You're not close out.
More of my homework.
Much.
I'm not gonna lie. I've done some homework in my days.
Bunch of nerds in here.
Finish up here. This is all speculation. And what we do know is this. Nothing's written in stone. This is all built on sand. And what do they say about a house that's built on sand? It's destined to fall. So, I mean, what is they really trying to do here? Maybe they're intimidated by the legacy that Triple G would make for himself by beating Canelo, and they'll never let it happen. Does anyone ever think of that?
Well,
you're absolutely right.
Mario's point is, if he does do what Oscar says and not fight in June, then he's putting the ball back in Oscar's court, and we see was Oscar bluffing. Brad, as always, thanks for calling in. Amin, you're up.
Yo, what's good, fellas?
What's going on, Amin?
Listen, I don't think Canelo and Triple G will ever actually fight. I think Canelo's going to duck him. Somebody said it earlier, Canelo going to try to pull an end around and fight Saunders. You know, that's why, exactly why Triple G, he should go ahead and do what he was doing anyway. Go for the belts, make your own legacy. If he want to move up and take that fight with Canelo later. That fight is always going to be there, believe it or not. But the opportunity to get all the belts and then clear out the division and possibly move up, that's a much better move to me. That's my call.
All right. How long could Canelo keep if it's true that he's trying to avoid Triple G? Like, how long can he keep doing that and still look credible in front of the the fight fans who want him to fight Triple G?
Who's gonna be mad at Canelo if after this he goes and fights Billy Joe so that he could solidify more of a negotiation point. Because it's like, now I got the belt. Now it's a bigger fight because it's a unification fight. Because you didn't go get the belt. You didn't go get the belt in June and have all the belts on it. So I got to go get it now. And
but let's be real. That's a better scenario. That's a better scenario.
Yeah, but what if he goes get it? That's another way to avoid Triple G is what I'm saying. And Triple G now loses his fourth belt is what I'm saying. Like, Triple G needs to act on his own. Stop letting people push his buttons.
I don't think Canelo would. Look, Canelo has stated that after Chavez, he is going to be a full-time middleweight, okay? He fought Laura, okay? He fought Trout when no one thought he would. He's not going to duck Triple G that any longer. He won't do it. As a full-time middleweight, he will not do it. His Mexican pride will get in the way. No matter what Oscar De La Hoya says, he will fight that fight.
Not for a belt. Not for a belt. Yo, you get that belt and you give Triple G less of a slice of the pie, Alex. All of a sudden now, whatever you're offering him, you offer him less now.
You know what's funny is that before the Jacobs Golovkin show, it was one of the first few shows that I got on, and I had said that the Jacobs Golovkin fight was a better fight for to me, a bigger fight than Canelo, not in terms of commercial appeal, but in terms of Triple G's legacy for collecting that belt and fighting the second best middleweight, because Canelo wasn't really a middleweight at the time. And you said, Ness, you said, bullshit, Canelo's the bigger fight. He would be better off fighting Canelo than he would have been fighting Jacobs. And either you admit it now or I go back and find that comment that you said. Now you're in the situation and you're saying the opposite. What has changed? I don't get it.
I could admit it if you want me to admit that he's the bigger fight. But what you're not understanding is that he needs to break free. Matter of fact, cut free of the puppet master. Cut the strings. He's allowing Canelo and Oscar to dictate and guide his career. Guys like Cotto have gone publicly to say he hasn't fought anybody. Then obviously after that, go ahead and fight Triple G's leftovers and Daniel Gill. But what I'm saying is these guys are able to discredit him now less and less, but in the past more and more, right? It's because he's waiting on guys. Do what you got to do. Do what you started to do when you got here. You just put your head down, you grabbed your lunch pail, and you beat everybody up in front of you. Now you're sitting around waiting. I'm just saying, we talked about it enough. Let's get back out to the calls. We got Donald and Cali.
What's up? Man, you know I've been saying that way before anybody said it. They holding Triple G up. They trying to stop him from fighting Billy Joe Sanders so Canelo could go do that little backdoor bitch shit and go fight Billy Joe and get that belt and say, now I got the belt. Ha ha, you didn't go get it. You know, it's just like Black Blind Man's metaphor. I got a metaphor too. It's kind of like Billy Joe is the bitch that Triple G wants to fight. And Triple G was just about to fuck that bitch. But then Canelo went and told that bitch something in her ear, and now he's not getting that pussy now. That's the metaphor. You know,
yo, that was good.
The same bitch Triple G was about to fight. Canelo's about to fuck her.
That was good. That was
I wanna, what they're doing, man.
Hey, Donald, I want to go on record and tell you that was all Matthew hating on you. I love the analogy. It's true.
That was a great analogy.
Donald, I pretty much agree with you. I just love using those sound bites. I just love using those sound bites.
Haters out there that kick dirt on your name just to get the girl, the cute girl. But Donald, thanks for calling.
Donald picked Jason Sosa against Lomachenko. That was a good one, Donald.
What? What?
When Donald picked Jason Sosa over Lomachenko.
Oh, let's get out DeMarcus in D.C.
Yo. Yo, real live, real quick, man. On the business side, man, everybody has a stakeholder, man. Kazakhstan 2017 has been investing in Golovkin all this time. So if Golovkin has the option to not fight in Kazakhstan, first of all, I think it's too quick of a turnaround anyway. One of two things. Either they're giving him permission to go ahead and hold it out, feel like it'll be more lucrative for Kazakh pride if he goes on to beat Canelo, or if they're not, and it's not a pressing subject that he has to do the June 10th fight, then yeah, he should take on Billy Joe Saunders in July. Give his body some time to heal, get in the camp at a good time, fight him in July, maybe beginning of August, and then let Canelo fight Independence Day against whatever clown he wants to fight against in September, maybe Chavez again, as we say, and then let Triple G and Chavez bang it. I mean, Triple G and Canelo bang it out in December. When Canelo was going to have that December 10th date last year, he was willing to fight in December anyway. So let him fight September. Let Triple G
Remember 1 minute calls, guys. Don't take it personal. Spontaneous show. We're bringing you as much content as we can. Stick around to the end of the show. We have a huge announcement. We're going to be doing a spontaneous show Friday, which actually isn't spontaneous because we were telling you about it today to prepare you for Friday. So I guess we'll schedule it. But we have a huge announcement for Friday. You want to stick around. We're going to go out to Miami, a place we will be soon, or at least near it. Hurricane Ray, what's up?
Yo, what's up, TVB? I'm here at work, so I'm going to make it quick, man. But, man, you know, I really want for Travis to fuck all his shit up, man. I want him to knock this nigga the fuck out, man, and just give him an ass over for all the running he's been doing, all the shit talking he's been proclaiming. And, man, I just want Travis to go in there and fuck everything up, man. Another thing, man, why don't we start putting out the truth of why Canelo's ducking GGG? You know, he's going to be enrolled into that VADA program, and I've been having suspicions of that dude for a long time, man. That guy was struggling making weight a long time ago, and now he's making weight. Now he's blowing up. If you look at him now, he's massive. So I think he's on some PEDs, and I think that's why the reality is that he doesn't want to enroll in that WEC.
Well, that's wrong, Hurricane Ray, because they're doing VADA for this fight now with Chavez, but that is your minute.
Make sure you stick around for tonight, because you touched on a subject that we very well likely will be touching on pretty soon.
That's right. Inner Circle, what up? In Freeport.
What's going on,
fellas? What up, what up, what up?
Yeah, not much. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Man, I'm sick of people saying that Canelo duck in Triple G, man. Y'all gotta realize, man, that dude boss, Oscar De La Hoya, is following the blueprint of Floyd Mayweather, the school of Floyd Mayweather to a T on this fight. What Triple G needs to do is do what he always said he was gonna do. Go get the damn belt. That's what it's been about all the time. Go get the belt, man. That fight gonna be there. That's the biggest fight that could be made. That fight ain't going nowhere. Just like that Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao. That fight was never going nowhere. So do what you need to do, man. And then that's going to give him a bargaining chip. Go get that belt, man. Go to the table with a belt, you know what I'm saying? And get your money a little bit more than what you was going to get in the beginning. So that's what he need to do, man. I'm sick of people saying that shit, man. They got to realize Oscar.
Cut it. Alex Lemon in Fresno.
What's up, guys? Hey, man, just getting out of work. Had to jump on. Hey, Triple G is not ducking. I was happy to hear that Billy Joe Saunders fight was not going to happen, man, because Billy Joe Saunders is like that ugly bitch that nobody wants to fuck because he equals no money. So I'm not disappointed at all. And Canelo's highly regarded in terms of skill, way more than Billy Joe Saunders is anyway. So I don't know how that would be a duck. And then with the demand that Oscar's making, I mean, you're not going to play with your money, man. You need the proper amount of time to do the proper amount of promotion for a mega fight, man. This is big money. And I mean, it's a big payday. And for Canelo, he should leave himself the chance for, Triple G, I'm sorry, should leave himself the chance for the opportunity for a big payday like that, man. I'm happy. Canelo, if he fights Triple G, he's finally solidifying his legacy, man. I'm good. I'm happy. What's up?
Well, all right, Al. Thanks for calling in.
I'm so glad we brought up that metaphor. Everybody's took it to a new level.
Let's see who else we got. 678 in Atlanta, right? Is this Milkman coming in on a double check-in or another Atlanta caller? 678-913. First-time caller, who's this?
678.
Nelson. Nelson, what's up? Nelson in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, we're going to make sure the Matt.
My first-time caller.
Oh, first-time call. Oh, Nelson, you got a little Spanish
accent. No. I've been bugging y'all guys for a minute now, man. I come around every once in a while and give y'all a hard time.
Okay.
Usually with the Southport bullshit.
Okay. So talk to us, brother. You got a minute.
All right, man. You got stars and then you got dwarf stars. You got popular and then you got profitable. Triple G's a dwarf star that's not profitable, but it's popular. You know? That's what it is right now. The good boy situation is over. Canelo's grown into what he needed to grow into. Oscar's all he's been doing is managing a young man's career. And now we get to see a real man's fight. You know, a fair one. Like they used to come around the block when they were older, trying to pick on the little homie. And you tell them, look, come back around 1 year. We see what you can do with the homie then. And this is what's happening right now. Ain't nobody ducking nobody. You know what I'm saying? Billy Joe Saunders is not a good matchup for Triple G. And number one is he just came in for a 12-round fight. You know, those camps will kill you. Quick turnaround. Wait it out. Lose to Canelo. Move up in weight. Use the age excuse. Use the weight excuse. And go fight against Jacobs. And have another title. Try to see if you can get a title at 168. Y'all fellas have a good one, man.
Nelson, in Atlanta.
Yes. Me comí pal de
I knew it. I said, yo, you got a Spanish accent. I knew you was Dominican. What's going on?
Me comí par de empanadillas, brother. Una de queso y otra de pollo. Que la pases bien. Dios los cuide, hermano.
Igual. Gracias. Que pase buena noche. Let's go out from Nelson to now Big Nelson in Boston. You, Big Nell. Big Nell in checking.
Yo, what's up with y'all, man? I didn't hear that. My fault. I'm right here. You hear me?
We got
I'm
you.
Right here. Hey, yo, man, Triple G's on the wrong side of 30, man. Get that man Tanya Hill. He's in there for the money, man. Come on, man.
Good point.
Jacobs again before he fights Saunders if the money's right. So, you know, like everybody's saying, man, he ain't ducking nobody, man. He's sitting down. Saying what's gonna bring in that? What's gonna bring in them comments, man?
You're serious. Man, that's all you're right. Serious.
Doesn't matter who wins, just give me my belt. Hey, I need my belt.
Just give me my belt. I don't want my belt no more. You can have my belt. I want big fight. I need money fight. I want money fight. Give me big fight.
Definitely deterred.
You know that's what it's all about. It went from belts to money, money to even more money is what I'm seeing. We got guys making excuses, but that's all right because you know they are.
Good boy, huh? Good boy. Good boy.
So it is what it is. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. We did our best to bring you this little news. If you enjoyed it, hit that thumbs up button. In the future, present, past, really doesn't matter. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. You want to see this old man put in 3 miles. Actually, let me cut the music. Damn, right? Mario, what's up with you? You're not even
reminding me. I was waiting for you to finish. I was going to cut it.
You're not even reminding me.
Breaking news.
You know, like, shut this shit down.
Shut it down.
Hold up.
That killer beat. I mean, that killer rap right now. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
So everybody needs to tune in to our show on Friday because we are going to have a huge, huge announcement regarding Border Wars. And it has turned into something that was a cool idea.
Evolution.
To something that is an epic idea. We have changed the format and we're going to break the news and what it is. And all I'm going to tell y'all is that we are testing ourselves to the max. But that's not all. There are other details that are going to come out that will benefit everyone that wants to see the fight and even kick it with us. Oh, we said it. And we're going to announce all that on Friday. We're going to have all the graphics ready. We're going to have all the details finalized. And all I'm going to say is that it is awesome. It is extremely awesome. How could I give a hint without giving it away? Okay, I'm going to say this. We are going to determine TBV's next Andre Ward. I think Ness said that earlier, and I think that's a good little hint of what we're doing.
And in the same
how about that new league thing that Richard Schaefer's doing? You guys had a topic on that the other day too.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
In the same stance, we'll be figuring out when ducking is ducking. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think I can give any more details without ruining it. Yeah, we're going to ruin it after
Friday.
That.
If you like boxing podcasts, we'll be here Friday. You know, you can stick around or come back then and get the details. Look, we'll be back later on tonight possibly as well. And remember, hitting that thumbs up button always helps. I want my co-hosts to go ahead and plug their social media so that we can get up out of here.
Very quickly, I just want to say RIP to Charlie Murphy.
Good call.
You know, he was a guy that I grew up on the Dave Chappelle show and that sort of comedy, and he was very iconic on that show. So just RIP to him and his family for the loss. And us at TBV, our condolences are out to you guys. And you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter. My MMA podcast is Mixed Combat Radio on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, etc. Peace.
RIP, salute to Charlie Murphy. You can find me at Mari Munguia on Twitter, at Mari Munguia on Instagram, and Mari Munguia on Facebook. F with me.
Yeah, condolences to the Charlie Murphy family. And you can catch me on Instagram, Alex Doomsday Linus, and on Facebook, Alexander Linus, the amateur. And let's see if how this pans out, man. See if Triple G is really going to go ahead and chase the glory or chase the money. See if he sticks to what he says. I need my belt. I need my belt.
You know, everybody follows one blueprint.
My name is Floyd. My name is Floyd. My name is Money Mayweather.
Later, guys.